For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. As members of the United States House and Senate craft the final version of the Farm Bill, many anti-hunger advocates in Arkansas want to make sure that the final bill maintains important food stamp provisions. Joining me now is Kathy Webb, a former state representative who's now the executive director of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance. And Kathy, you say that the final version of the Farm Bill has to include nutrition assistance.
I have a great concern about the split of the Farm Bill. And as you probably know, about 500,000 Arkansans are on SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, of course, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And those 500,000 Arkansans depend on SNAP to meet the nutritional needs that their families have. And it is just a great concern to many who work on issues regarding hunger.
Now, though this debate continues on Capitol Hill, is there something important to getting it passed as a part of this bulk piece of Farm Bill legislation rather than what some Republicans have cited in terms of we can pass that separately later?
I think that those who say that they can pass it separately and later, I think that's really more of a smokescreen, because I think among some there is a real effort to gut the bill. And I think historically linking the two together has proven to be a pretty successful way to do it. And most of us in the hunger community would prefer to see that continued.
Of course, through your organization, you're doing so much work with people on the ground who have to deal with issues of hunger, issues of food insecurity each and every day here in Arkansas. And I'm wondering if you could just give voice to how legislation that's passed on Capitol Hill has an impact here in Arkansas.
Well, it has a huge impact here in Arkansas. And as I mentioned, about 500,000 Arkansans are currently receiving SNAP benefits. And it has an impact for those families who are receiving the benefits, enabling them to get more nutritious food to meet the needs of their family. But it also has an important impact on the local community, because typically those SNAP dollars are spent in local stores. And as you know, we often use multipliers for things to really calculate the full value. And for every dollar that's spent in SNAP benefits, you can really calculate that into about $1.79 in spending. Because if you have SNAP benefits, then that might free up a little bit of money for you to purchase school supplies for your kids who are going back to school. And the huge numbers of people who are spending their SNAP dollars in local grocery stores, that can account for 45% of the business that a grocery store does. So we're talking a small town in Arkansas that has, you know, one small grocery store that employs several people. It's a mainstay of the community. Without those SNAP dollars, that grocery store might not be able to survive.
Some advocates working on the ground on these issues are saying there is a silver lining. The Senate version of the Farm Bill did include food stamp benefits, SNAP benefits, and of course the House bill and the Senate bill has to go to conference. So there's a strong possibility that the final piece of legislation will include some form of food stamp benefits.
And we're certainly hoping that that's what happens when it goes to conference. And I know that there have been things that people have said over the course of this debate that are just simply inaccurate. You know, there are certain assumptions that people throw out there and then folks accept those as the gospel. The fact is, most people who are on SNAP are only on SNAP for about 8 months. And that has increased maybe a little bit up to 10 months for half of all the new SNAP households. And SNAP has one of the lowest rates of abuse of any program that's out there, any program whatsoever. Now, of course, you don't want to see a program have any abuse, but the fraud and waste in SNAP is about 1%. And, yeah, you want to lower that, but compared to some of the comments that people have made, they're simply untrue comments.
Any final words, something I didn't ask that you think people should also know about?
I think it's important for people to know that about 76% of the households that get SNAP have either a child, a senior, or a person who's disabled. And many of the folks who receive SNAP are working. They're simply working in jobs that have them fall below the federal poverty guidelines.
Kathy Webb, Executive Director of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for letting us get on about this.
For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover.